our Lord God Almighty, right, who is holy and worthy. We do so by holding out as example those who have gone before us. Now, today we could talk about the missionary greats like Hudson Taylor or Lottie Moon, who spent their lives serving in China, seeing the gospel spread to those people. But today, we honor our own heroes of the faith. Bless you. Today, we remember the patience, faithfulness, and example of Pastors David and Susie Dixon. They have poured out their lives in teaching, pastoring, shepherding, loving, and sacrificing. They have willingly taken up their cross and followed their King. Today we say, thank you. Thank you for following Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Yeah. And in a few minutes, we'll have a time of interview. This is going to be a very short message. Praise the Lord. We'll have a time of interview, so you'll get to hear directly from them. But we want to say, well done, good and faithful servants. So we're going to take a few minutes to briefly look at two passages that are seemingly kilometers apart. One was written by David, the king, not Pastor David. And the other, of course, was spoken by Jesus and written down by Matthew. When you tie them together, they show us a beautiful, challenging trajectory of following Jesus. God does not rescue us from the mud and the mire of life just so we can sit comfortably on the shore. He sets our feet on solid ground so we can take up the cross and follow Him. So let's pray. Father, we willingly choose to follow the example of your Son. You gave Him to us. You brought Him to earth. And in the beauty of it, you, God yourself, came in the form of your Son. You are the one who poured yourself into humanity and became that perfect baby who grew up to be the spotless Lamb of God who hung on that cross to take away our sins. You gave us the example of serving others by washing feet, of laying down our lives in service for others. And so, Lord, we choose today, even as we look at the lives of those who've gone before us and we honor them, we're giving you the glory, Father. And we're taking up our cross in our specific situation in our life where you've placed us, you've gifted us, you've given us the privilege of learning from you and walking with you to accomplish your goals here on earth. Thank you for our brother and sister who have gone before us. And we stand on the rock of Jesus Christ saying, we find them faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So quickly, we are to be following Jesus. These are the two scriptures that we referenced earlier. I read them earlier. I won't reference them necessarily again. First thought is the pit of patience, or the patience of the pit. We look at Psalm 40. David starts with the phrase that hits us right where it hurts. I waited patiently. Now, if you read the weekly word, I talked about that in there. I won't reference that. But in the original Hebrew text, the wording is actually very intensified. It means waiting, I waited, right? Double wait. It implies a long, drawn-out, enduring kind of waiting. David wasn't just sitting around tapping his foot. He was actively placing his hope in God, even in the terrible, horrible pit. He described it as a desolation pit full of mud and mire. And you think about David the king story, right? The shepherd boy killing Goliath, and he was anointed. For a long time, he ran from Saul, literally spending nights in caves that were probably full of mud and gunk, right? Have you been stuck in deep mud, literally? Have you ever gotten down in it? You know, the harder you try to get out, the more the suction, and maybe it pulls your shoe off. You can't rescue yourself from deep mud. If you do, you'll usually sink deeper. So many of us find ourselves in some form of mud today. Maybe you're waiting for a medical report. Maybe you're waiting for a broken relationship to be mended. Maybe you're just waiting for the heavy load of depression to lift. Look at what God does when we stop flailing and start waiting on Him. David says, He lifted me out. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied my walk. Now get the order here. God doesn't expect us to get cleaned up and find our way out of the pit before He loves us. No, the Bible teaches us that God reaches down into the mud and grabs us. He pulls us out. He washes us clean, white as snow, and He places us on a rock. And what is that rock? The rock of my salvation, Jesus Christ, right upon which we stand. He gives us a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God, as the song goes. The second thought is the purpose of the solid ground. So here the message of the Bible and the message today takes a turn, and where many Christians tend to get stuck. When God pulls us out of the mud and places us on the rock, what do we usually want to do? We want to build a spiritual lawn chair, sit down, have a cold drink, and go, ah, wow, I'm glad that's over. Thank goodness, I'm safe. We treat God's rescue as if it's an end unto itself. We think the Christian life is just about getting out of trouble and being comfortable, right? We talked about that last week. Do we just pray for comfort? But look at what David's saying further down in verses 6 through 8. He realizes that God doesn't want empty religious rituals or lazy comfort. He says, this is David saying, you take no delight in sacrifice or offerings. I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. God didn't put David's feet on the rock so David could sit down. He put his feet on the rock so he could walk. He could run. He could rule and reign for God. Solid ground isn't a parking lot. It's a pathway. God rescues us from the pit so that we are free to step into His purposes for us and for our life. Third thought, very simply, from Matthew 6:24, take up your cross. If anyone wants to be my follower, Jesus said, and who was He talking to? His followers. The men and women who had walked with Him and learned from Him and misunderstood Him for so long. He said, if you want to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross and follow me. Think about the connection here. In Psalm 40, God pulls us out of the mud of our selfish ways, our despair and our sin, and He gives us solid footing. And just as we're catching our breath on that solid ground, Jesus steps up, points to a narrow path, and gives us a cross. He says, now that you're on solid ground, let's go, right? Not you go, I will be with you. Turn from your selfish desires, take up your cross, follow me, come with me, learn from me the rhythms of life, right? To take up your cross doesn't mean just bearing a nagging toothache or an annoying coworker. In the ancient world, what did bearing your cross mean? Death, absolute surrender. They knew what a cross was. It meant dying to your own plans, your own timeline, and your own comfort. It means that the firm footing God gave you in Psalm 40 is exactly what you need to carry the weight of obedience in Matthew 16. You couldn't carry a cross while sinking in the mud. You'd collapse under its weight. You need the rock of Jesus Christ solidly beneath you. So, brothers and sisters, when we surrender our lives this way, waiting on God in the pit, standing on his strength and carrying your cross along his path, something incredible happens. David tells us the ultimate result in Psalm 40, verse 3. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. You know, the world's not impressed with us when we look like we've got it all together. It's impressed with us when we're burdened and we're challenged, yet we do it in love. And in a minute, you'll hear Sharon interview Pastor David and Susie. And I can tell you, in their 38 years in Spain and all of the preparation years before that, it hasn't been all a bed of roses. They said that in the first service. Because life is not like that. God doesn't call us to comfort. He calls us to take up our cross and follow him. Yet he's always with us, right? He steadies us on the solid ground of who he is. So this week, let's stop fighting the waiting season. Let's trust the God who hears our cry when we cry out to him. And when he sets our feet on solid ground, let's willingly take up our cross, whatever that is, and follow him. Let's pray. Again, Father, we choose to obey. Give us strength when we are in the pit or when we are in the mud. And Holy Spirit, help us to cry out for rescue, because we trust, we know that you will answer when we pray. And Lord, it may not be the answer we want. So give us patience. Give us endurance. Give us courage as you rescue us from the situation. And we can walk. We can run. We can excel on Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation. Thank you again for those who have shown us what it means to die to self, to take up their cross, and to follow you. Bless them and keep them. And thank you for your word. Thank you for your promise that you will always be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.